Our next speaker is Lindsay Martin-Webb. She's going to talk about secondary transmission during STEC 0157 outbreak, the importance of convalescent testing in a child care setting.
Good morning. In May 2014, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment investigated an outbreak of STEC 0157 among four children who attended a party at a private residence. The suspected source of infection was accidental ingestion of water that was contaminated with calf feces. Following the initial outbreak, secondary transmission occurred in a child care setting, which will be the focus of this presentation. During the initial outbreak investigation, families of ill children were interviewed in person with an outbreak-specific questionnaire, and stool specimens were tested at the state public health lab. Here's a timeline to show the sequence of events. The party, which was the exposure for the primary STEC outbreak, occurred on May 5th, and STEC onset dates for children associated with this outbreak were a few days later. One particular child involved in this outbreak, we'll call him Child 1, had an onset date of May 10th. On May 13th, KDHE was notified of the outbreak and, along with the local health departments, initiated an investigation. Child 1, who experienced mild illness, was taken to a doctor 5 days after his onset. Parents told the doctor that other children were diagnosed with STEC and no lab testing was ordered at this time. Antibiotics were prescribed and initiated but were later discontinued. Child 1's parents were interviewed by public health on May 16th. During the interview, they said that their child did not attend daycare. They did not mention that they routinely took care of other children in their home. On May 19th, a stool specimen was collected from Child 1 as a part of the outbreak investigation. Parents reported that the child was no longer experiencing diarrhea at this time. And on May 22nd and 23rd, parents resumed taking care of Child 2, who was completely uninvolved in the initial STEC outbreak. On May 23rd, Child 1 stool specimen tested negative for Shigatoxin by rapid assay, and result of negative was reported. However, further testing was pursued due to the presence of suspect colonies on STEC 0157 specific culture media. And 4 days following the initial negative report, the culture was confirmed as the outbreak strain of 0157 and the results were amended to positive. Unfortunately, by this time, Child 2 had begun experiencing symptoms of STEC and was later confirmed to have the outbreak strain of 0157. Child 2 subsequently developed hemolytic uremic syndrome and was hospitalized and on dialysis for 3 weeks. So Kansas does have a regulation in place which states that children with STEC must be excluded from child care settings, including family home daycares, until two negative stool cultures have been obtained. Although our regulation states that culture is required, negative results from toxin assays or multiplex PCR panels have sometimes been utilized to allow children to return to daycare. Although in this instance, convalescent testing was not requested since the child care setting was not identified, the parents did take steps to prevent transmission and did not provide services while their child was experiencing acute illness. It's also worth noting that the parents did not seem to be trying to deceive investigators. Rather, they seemed to just misunderstand the question as it was asked. Unfortunately, while their child, Child 1, had mild illness with no complications, transmission did occur after his symptoms had resolved, and Child 2 experienced severe illness, which led to hospitalization with HUS. When conducting convalescent testing for return to daycare, it's important to be aware that false negatives can lead to disease transmission, and a wide variety of factors, including intermittent shedding of bacteria in stool, antibiotic treatment, improper storage or shipment of specimens, and variable sensitivity of toxin assays can lead to false negative results. Toxin tests alone are probably insufficient to confirm an STEC negative specimen. We believe that the circumstances in this outbreak illustrate the importance of requiring children with STEC to have sequential negative specimens prior to returning to daycare, regardless of the type of daycare or the severity of illness experienced by the child. Additionally, in order to identify situations where convalescent testing is required, phrase questions broadly enough to identify non-traditional child care settings, including services provided in the home of the ill child. And finally, to prevent transmission in child care settings, utilizing culture for convalescent testing may be the most accurate determination of infectiousness. On that note, I'd also like to mention that given the changing landscape of diagnostic microbiology, KDH is in the process of developing a study to compare culture to multiplex PCR panels for use in convalescent testing for STEC and shigellosis, so hopefully we'll have more to come on that front, but no, that's all I have. Thank you.